First, though, let's go down to Parliament. The battle continues around the inquiry into the fitness to hold office of Public Protector Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane. At issue today, and indeed over the last couple of days, has been the contention from a number of people and opposed by others that the chair of the impeachment inquiry, Richard Jainty of the African National Congress, should go, should be removed. So how is that going? Sounds like there was fierce debate in the House today. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, keeping an eye on that for us. Lindsay, what's happening at the moment? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. It was the virtual House really sitting today, but they did spend almost 3 hours just MPs debating and sharing their views on how they think this committee should treat this application. The committee met rather as a committee of parliament today rather than as an inquiry. And so really the discussions about what to do and taking legal advice from parliament's legal unit, which clarified that issue, John, we spoke about just a few days ago about what the rules say about a situation like this. And the parliamentary lawyer pointing out that there is, in fact, a lacuna in the rules and that it doesn't really make provision for the recusal of a chairperson based on these claims of unfairness and of bias. So that is one challenge the committee were faced with today. And then, John, another, all of the parties represented on this committee, which I should point out is the biggest committee ever established in Parliament, 36 members of all 14 parties in the House, really expressing their views on what they think should happen and exactly what they think of that application that Dalian Mpofu put to them 2 days ago with what he called the dirty dozen reasons why he believes that Richard Jainty should recuse himself. So a lot that they had to chew on today, John, but we're not quite at a point We've taken the step as to what's going to happen next.
It's interesting the lines on which it's divided, Lindsay, because you sent us something earlier. The ANC, the DA and the ACDP don't believe Jainty should go. The EFF want to see him gone. And then there's a kind of a middle position taken by some others, the UDM, the Good Party, the ATM, saying, well, let's get independent external legal advice on how to proceed. What does all of that tell you?
What accounts me, John, it's quite interesting. As you point out, those are the smaller parties. They are not only represented by a single person on that committee, save for the EFF, which has two. But those smaller parties are indeed one-man parties in the whole of Parliament, let alone in this committee. And what is quite interesting, or what I find, is that they, at least in the case of the UDM, the ATM, and more recently we also saw the PAC, they've quite openly joined applications before the Western Cape High Court, where they have openly come out in support of the public protector, most recently saying that they didn't believe that she should be suspended, that that should be lifted. But they don't interestingly see their behavior as being biased in favor of the public protector. They rather seem to focus this argument of bias against those who they perceive to be openly against her, but they don't view their own responses to the way things are playing itself out in Parliament as being a reverse form of bias. So that, for me, I find interesting. And interestingly, today they again banded together in asking for an external legal opinion. But yes, that's more a matter of them wanting to be 100% sure that Parliament is not found wanting because it's not in black and white as to what they should do next. And so they want another opinion in the event, and most likely that we see this return to the courts again.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN parliamentary reporter. What I found really interesting there is what Lindsay was saying at the end there, that sometimes when people take a position on a specific aspect of, for example, this hearing, you think, oh, well, that is their position on the matter in its kind of global totality. Are they for the public protector or not? But people are weighing in, like the Good Party, for example, and saying, well, yeah, let's just make sure that whatever we do in a way that is impeccable and, no pun intended, unimpeachable. Interesting stuff. Sounds like they're really putting their minds to it down in the House. 16 minutes past 3.